How are you going with Plastic Free July so far? Have you made any changes to ditching single-use plastic in your life? Maybe you're wanting to, but you don't know how to get started, or maybe you've started and it's all a little bit overwhelming and it's just getting you down. Abby Lindner is a local teacher turned life coach. She's passionate about sustainable living. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Are people coming to you wanting help on how to live more sustainably?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a large portion of the society is really interested, more and more so, as we realise just what needs to be done for the environment. And I'm finding that even though people are interested, they're actually feeling quite confronted with the situation. And I'm really passionate about helping people to, you know, not feel the weight of the world on their shoulders and to provide emotional and practical tips for them to reduce their environmental footprint.
That's really cool, because if we're sticking our heads in the sand because it's all too bad, then we're not actually helping the environment, are we?
That's absolutely right. You know, and I think there's a few people in society that are feeling like that at the moment, and we really, it really helps to come together and talk about these things. And in some cases, you know, just to be able to have a laugh about it, because there's systems that are not working at the moment and they're not necessarily our fault. It's coming from above. So if we can focus on, you know, what we can do to let go of the burden that's not ours and then provide practical strategies for people, we can really make a difference in people's lives and their environmental footprint.
Right. No more talking about it. Give it to us. What are the strategies? What are the tips for making sure that we have a smaller footprint?
Awesome. That's such a good question there. People come to me and they want specific things, but what I really encourage people to understand is the concept of a circular economy. So even the government has their own circular economy strategy plan for the future. It really is the way of the future. So when we say a circular economy, we're talking about instead of the take, make, dispose model with resources, instead of we take resources, then instead of just creating waste, we're repurposing, reusing, recycling them. And we're actually seeing lots of businesses modelling this so well. But what I really encourage people to do is to create their own circular economy in their own home. So using quality reusables, reusable bags, you know, repurposing items. A big one is managing your food waste. You know, everyone can compost, and if you don't have your own compost, you can go on sharewaste.com.au and give it to someone else. There's so many options available.
Let's go back a step. Okay, there's the food waste. We know we can compost. But let's talk about some of the single-use plastic that comes into the house. Do you have tips on what I can reuse things for?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, reusing things all around the home. I reuse an old bread bag to put my own bread that I make in. You know, just get creative. There really are so many different ways that you can reuse things. And I really encourage people to, like, have no rules with it all.
You have workshops where you give these tips and ideas away. Tell us more about those.
Yeah, so Secret Bookstuff, a bookshop in town, and I are collaborating. I'm having a workshop called Living Lighter, Eco Conversations and Ideas, where we'll be just getting together. I'll be sharing all of my top tips and practical strategies and, you know, brands and concepts that exist that you can implement in your own home.
Are you optimistic about our future, Abby?
Good question. What I'm optimistic about is connecting with people, having the conversations, because I see every day people, you know, rising to the fact that they need to make a change. And I really believe that happens through examples like my workshop, where we're giving practical strategies, but we're also talking about the emotional side, where people feel the weight of the world on their shoulders. And we address it. And once we address that and people can, you know, breathe deeper, they're actually okay with applying practical strategies. So that is what I'm optimistic about.
Abby, so great to speak with you this morning on ABC Newcastle Breakfast. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's Abby Lindner, a local teacher turned life coach who's very passionate about sustainable living.